When the enemy's within me, picture me, my identity's winner. Checking my pedigree, this is my autobiography. More than a philosophy, life is living, and I gotta be driven, given my history, rising above the algebra.
World War Who?
You.
World War Who?
It's up.
World War Who?
It's true. I think we're fighting ourselves.
World War Who? World War Who?
It's you.
World War Who?
It's up. I think I'm fighting myself.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to another edition of the World War You podcast with your host, as always, Mansfield. Hope you guys had an amazing week and getting ready for the weekend. So with today's episode, just want to talk about something that I've literally grew up with, but never actually looked at from this perspective. So I was watching The Lion King, the original one, with my son and my daughter. And there's that part where Simba has to leave Pride Rock, because Mufasa is dead, and Scar tells him that you need to run away because of what you've done. And this leads to Simba getting acquainted or meeting up with Timon and Pumbaa. And after meeting Timon and Pumbaa, he's introduced to this amazing concept of Hakuna Matata, which means no worries. You're practically just living your life without having to worry about what's going to happen tomorrow, what's going to happen in the next 10, 20 years. And as an amazing thing it is, there's something that struck me as I was watching it, that we are not sure how long Simba was with Timon and Pumbaa. But what I noticed was that during that time, Simba forgot who he was. So Simba forgot that he was a lion, to a point where there's a part where he's eating worms and all these squirmishy things. And I'm thinking, lions do not do that. But because of the company that Simba was keeping, he adapted to the same life that they were living. So he started living and behaving like a meerkat or a warthog. And to me, that struck a chord, because I was like, you know what? It took Nala coming back for Simba to then realize that, you know what, I'm actually a lion. And as amazing as this Hakuna Matata life is, this is not who I am. I am a lion and I do not belong here. I belong in the Pride Lands. So it just got me thinking that, you know, in life, when we keep a certain company, or we become friends or acquaintances with certain people, and there's a new philosophy, a way of thinking, a perspective that they bring into our life that's different from who we are, and for the sake of wanting to fit in, we adapt to that new life and become that. At that same expense, we are losing ourselves or who we really are. And I realize that it is so important that when you're going to pick friends, or when you're going to, you know, pick the people that you want to partner with, be it in business or, you know, a study group in school, you merely need to choose people that are heading in the same direction as you are heading. So if you want to be a lion, you need to be with lions. There is no need, there is no reason for you to be with a meerkat or with a warthog, even if what they offer seems to be so amazing. But you then have to keep in mind that your identity is key to you fulfilling your purpose or your dream. Your dream is for you because of who you are. And the moment you change that, you are changing the whole DNA of your purpose and your life goal. So it really struck me that it is important for us to pick people to be around us, or to surround ourselves with people, or to build an environment with people that are like-minded. We've said this before in a different podcast episode that we called Find Your Tribe, where you need to find people or surround yourself with people that are willing to see you succeed in who you are. Not people who are willing to see you fit in, or for you to fit into society. And this is what I've noticed that happens a lot, that we so much want to fit in that we forgo, or we do not want to sacrifice for who we are. I mean, who doesn't want to buy Air Jordans, or who doesn't want to buy Nike shoes? Because it's a statement, it's a status symbol. You want to fit in because everyone else is doing it. But can you actually afford to be buying every new pair of J's that comes out? can you actually afford to be buying the new Nikes every time Nike drops a new shoe? Can you actually afford buying a new iPhone every time Apple brings out a new phone? But because we want to fit in with society, we want to live this Hakuna Matata life, we force ourselves into doing these things, but not actually seeing if that's who we are or if it resonates with where we are going or where we are supposed to be. So as I said that, you know, Simba is a lion, but for however long he was with Timon and Pumbaa, he was not behaving like one. He was not acting like one. He was not living like one. He was not eating like one. And it took another lion to come and say, hey, dude, wake up. This is not you. You're not supposed to be here. There's things happening there at Pride Rock that you need to go and sort out because that's who you are. And even in that movie, when Simba meets with Rafiki, Rafiki says, you know what? I know who I am, but I don't know if you know who you are. Which is a very important question. Like, we are always on this journey to say, you know, find your purpose, live your purpose. What are you here for? How can you impact the world with your gift? What are you going to give to this world? But the first question that you need to ask yourself is, who am I? Because once you identify yourself, it's easy to work in your purpose because you know who you are and what you are about. So it comes to a place where it gets to a place where as a lion, you do not need to eat worms. Because you know that, hey, this is not me. I eat meat. So I may be hanging out with Timon and Pumbaa, but my natural inclination is Timon and Pumbaa are lunch and dinner. We can't be friends. And in life, there's going to come a time where you need to do that. You need to get out of this circle full of clowns because you need to be who you are unapologetically. You need to get to a place in your life where you identify yourself and where you are going and you start walking in that direction. Yes, Timon and Pumbaa did help Simba in becoming who he was and becoming king and so forth. But for a long chunk of his life, whatever that time period was that he was with them, his life was not moving forward. Numbers and days were going, but his life was not moving forward. So we have a lot of people who think they are doing something, but they are not actually going anywhere. You are like a busy bee with no honey. You think you are doing something, but there is no progression. You're not going anywhere. Years and seasons are passing, but all that's happening is you're getting older. There is nothing to show for it. Simba could have been king way before the time he became king. Had he realized that, you know what, I'm a lion. I'm not supposed to be here. I belong in the Pride Lands. That's where I belong. That's where my calling is. That's what I'm about. I am the son of a king. I need to be in my kingdom. So a lot of us are going to struggle until we identify who we are. And once you identify who you are, it's up to you to then say, you know what? I am now going to join my pride. I am a lion. I need to be surrounded by other lions. There is no point in you wanting to start a business, but you do not have any mentors or any, you know, support groups, support networks that include people that have started businesses. You need to have people who've done what you want to do. There's a quote that says you need to study the greats because one of them has achieved in doing what you are trying to do. So it is important for you to pick those people out and be intentional about it. To say, you know what, I need this in my life because this is where I'm going. This is who I am. Yes, Hakuna Matata is an amazing philosophy. It's great because it relieves stress. But don't let it take you away from who you are. Don't let it take the Simba out of you. Don't let it take the Mufasa son out of you. Because once that happens, you're just going to be another cat. You're not ferocious. You're not tenacious. You're not scary. So it takes away that from you. It takes away your DNA. It takes away your purpose. It takes away your goal. It takes away your why. So you need to guard that with your whole life to say, as much as this is exciting, this group of people is amazing to hang out with, but they are not going where I want to go. They are not my pride. They are not my tribe. They are not my people. So I'm going to need to move away from them. As fun as this is, I'm going to need to move away from them. We've all seen it in school. You've got amazing friends, but when it comes to taking school seriously, they're not. And at some point in your life, you need to separate yourselves from them for you to be able to achieve what you want to achieve. Same with life. You're going to need to separate yourself from people that even if they offer a great philosophy, you're still going to need to identify yourself and move away so that you can achieve what you are called out to achieve. So that is what I just wanted to share with you guys this week. Hope it helps someone out there. And as always, hope you and yours are safe. We'll catch you again next week.
World War Who?
You.
World War Who?
It's up.
World War Who?
It's you. I think we're fighting ourselves.
World War Who?
World War Who?
It's you.
World War Who?
It's up.
I think I'm fighting myself.